This is KUOW, your news and information station. The Seattle Education Association, known as the Seattle Teachers Union, re-elected Jonathan Knapp to be their president last week. It was a close race. Challenger Jesse Hagopian only lost by 45 votes. Both Knapp and Hagopian have been critical of standardized testing. Just a few weeks ago, Washington lost control of some of its federal funding for not placing enough importance on standardized test scores when evaluating teachers. Jonathan Knapp talked to me earlier today about the loss of funding and his narrow victory.
I was expecting a close race. I mean, everything we saw when we were looking ahead indicated that we would have a close race, and that's great. I mean, the really exciting thing about this is we've had more than twice as many people participate in this union election as participated in my first election, you know, 120% increase in member participation.
Why do you suppose that is? Why were so many more members interested in this election?
Well, I think that goes back to the work that Phyllis Campano, the vice president, and I started 2 years ago when we first were elected. We came in with the idea that we needed to build membership participation. We needed to move the union into more areas of relevancy for all of our members. I think that previously we gotten into a little bit of a rut as an association. It's probably true of most educators' unions around the country, you know, primarily focusing on bargaining, member servicing. And in Seattle, we have a tradition of, you know, social justice activism. But, you know, there's a component that's been missing from that for many of our members, and that is how do we become leaders in the profession in teaching and learning.
Washington State, I believe, is the first to lose No Child Left Behind funding over a waiver for the use of that funding. And it's over the issue of how much student tests should be used to evaluate teachers. The federal government said Washington State doesn't include enough of that in its evaluation of teachers. A couple questions about that. First of all, how does losing the waiver going to affect the teachers you represent in the classroom? Is it going to be harmful to them to not have the ability to use this funding in the way that we were using it?
So first of all, there's a lot of drama around that. I think the partisans who are sort of pushing for the change to teacher evaluation, pushing Arne Duncan's agenda here in this last legislative session, were overstating the impact. So, the federal government provides about $40 million for Title I funding for all of Washington State schools. So what changes with the lack of the waiver is that 20% of those funds have to be withheld for a certain amount of time before they can be spent, instead of being able to be spent immediately at the beginning of the school year. But they ultimately get spent on kids to help their student achievement. So in Seattle, that 20% of Seattle's share of the $40 million is $1.6 million. $1.6 is a fair amount of money, but in comparison to the $639 million budget of the Seattle School District, it's not a tremendous amount of money. We don't anticipate that there are going to be any severe impacts with the limitations on how they can spend that money.
Okay, so it is a little bit of money, though. You think holding the line on not allowing test scores to be such a big part of a teacher evaluation was worth it?
Absolutely.
Why?
Because we've seen all the unintended and negative consequences of tying student test scores too closely to teacher evaluation all across the country. We've seen the cheating scandals. We've seen the public shaming of teachers. We've seen teachers committing suicide, because they've been named as a quote, low-performing teacher, unquote. Just a terrible environment and, sort of terrible outcomes with that notion of teacher evaluation. We're proud that in Washington State, legislators understood that we've created a system that's different than the rest of the country, and that we shouldn't be extorted into, falling into line by the Secretary of Education.
That's Jonathan Knapp, president of the Seattle Education Association, the teachers union here in Seattle. He was talking about No Child Left Behind and his narrow election victory over competitor Jesse Hagopian. It's Jonathan Knapp's last term. They have term limits at the Seattle Education Association. This is The Record on KUOW.